Chapter leader of Girl Develop at Buffalo, Elena Moiseva, came to the U.S. from Russia with her computer science degree. She explains why she got involved with GDI.
When I was learning web design, it was difficult for me to learn on my own, and I didn't really have a place to go to ask questions or have a friend to code with. So when I came here, I wanted to help women, to provide support for them so they don't have to go through the same thing that I had to.
Coding isn't just about building websites or software. Moiseva says it's also a way to unite people from other countries.
They say that people who know the programming languages, they speak the same language, because people who write HTML or JavaScript or PHP code in the United States speak the same language that anyone in Asia or Europe, Australia. Everybody speaks the same language, so if I look at somebody else's code from another country, I can perfectly understand what they're doing, what they try to say in the web page.
The world of computer programming and web design is offering women more mobility in their careers, with the potential to work from almost anywhere. When we meet, owner of C Designs and Illustrations, Krista Penner, is working on her clients' web pages at a local coffee house.
Most of the time I do work out of my house. I have a small bedroom that's my kind of studio space. In the summer, I work on my patio, which is great. I've worked from Hawaii. And I've worked while I've been out of town. It gives me the flexibility to bring my computer, and if my client has a problem, I can fix it. I don't have to be in my office.
Penner says she took a class with Girl Develop It because she wanted to be able to bounce ideas off other female web designers and improve her own design work.
Sometimes when you're looking at code, it's a really big challenge because there could be like one thing off that messes up the entire site. So it's really nice to be able to have somebody else who can actually look at your code and say, oh, you have an extra comma here. You have an extra period in here, and that's what's messing it up. And comma and period are kind of a silly example, but just to give an idea of how little something can be that's changing something for you.
Moiseva says everyone should try and learn code, and it seems like the message is getting through. A 3-day event for women developers being held at Pace University in New York later this week is sold out. Her advice for women who are learning code is to never give up.
Over time, you will gain that level of experience, and you still have this perfect idea, and eventually you'll be able to match it with your level of skills and create something that is different and that can make lives of other people better.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.